This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs has released the report of an independent investigation into a February dorm shooting that left two people dead. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce tells us it outlines 13 recommendations for how the institution may improve campus safety.
These recommendations include improving the tracking of concerning behavior from students and implementing more training for employees and student resident assistants. 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan is accused of killing his roommate and another woman from off campus. UCCS Chancellor Jennifer Sobenay says the investigation found no employee of the university was responsible for violating policies in the run-up to the shooting.
There is ultimately one individual responsible for these crimes.
Jordan's trial has yet to begin. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A new report calls for Colorado to pass more road safety laws. The report from an insurance company-backed advocacy group gives Colorado a middling grade compared to other states. Lieutenant Josh Downing with the Colorado State Patrol says he'd like the legislature to tighten seatbelt laws in particular.
We know that around 40% of people that are involved in fatalities, specifically in Colorado, aren't wearing a seatbelt. We could require more people to wear seatbelts and buckle up, and that would save lives for sure.
More than 6,000 people have been killed on Colorado's roads in the last decade. One new state law requires kids to ride in a booster seat until they're 9 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC.